Despite voters giving Republicans complete control of state government, Republicans in the Texas House are putting Democrats in charge of key policy areas. It's Thursday, February 9th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Everyone knows that a criminal defense is constitutionally guaranteed to anyone in the United States. That's the whole read them your rights thing that you see on TV. And everyone should know that there's no taxpayer funding for legal counsel in civil matters. Unless, of course, you're an illegal alien in Texas. And then taxpayers are picking up the tab. We'll get to that. First up, though. For those who've been following the story, I bet you wouldn't think things could get any more slimy in Prosper Independent School District. Well, the district has proved us wrong. To catch up those who might not know, this is the same school district where the Board of Trustees allowed its superintendent to cover up the sexual abuse of students by a bus driver, and then gave her a raise and a contract renewal. The community uproar was flamed further when it was revealed that a teacher's side hustle was producing raunchy sex videos. More recently, the president of the school board, Drew Wilborn, was arrested in January for indecency with a child by sexual conduct. He quickly resigned his post. As you might imagine, the community doesn't trust the school board or the school administration. They wanted an election order to replace Wilborn, which is allowed under state law. Instead, the school board has decided to handpick a new trustee, which is also allowed under state law. The school board, though, has decided they won't make their selection on a replacement until after the next school board election. As has been widely reported here and elsewhere, Texas lawmakers have a massive budget surplus. What is the right way to look at that cash? Well, on his show, The Headline, Brandon Walton's recently put that question to the president of Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, Tim Hardin. Here's how Tim Hardin explained it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we even have Abbott and Patrick using the phrase, this surplus is your money. But yet, you know, Abbott, about the highest he has come in and said, you know, we'll really need about half of it for property tax relief. And right now the Senate and Dan Patrick has used considerably less. And so the analogy I like to use is if you bought a hamburger for $5, it cost $5, but you paid $15. Well, that extra $10 is your money. And imagine if the restaurant was like, well, you know, we'll give you half of it back. We'll give you $5. That is our money.
You can catch that full interview and all the episodes of The Headline on Texas Scorecard's app on Roku and Apple TV, as well as on YouTube and Rumble. New episodes are released each Friday. Despite Texas voters putting control of state government firmly in the hands of Republicans, the Republican Speaker of the Texas House is again giving control of major sections of state policy to Democrats. Last year, more than 81% of Republican voters approved language banning Democrat committee chairs. The party itself made it a legislative priority. Yesterday, House Speaker Dade Phelan appointed 8 Democrats to chair standing committees and 1 Democrat to chair a select committee. Democrats will be in charge of legislation ranging from criminal law, business regulation, and family issues to youth health and safety. One notable change is that school choice sympathizer Harold Dutton, a Democrat from Houston, will no longer chair the Committee on Public Education. Instead, it will be led by Salado Republican Brad Buckley, who has opposed school choice in the past. Reportedly, Buckley has quietly changed positions on the issue. The legislative session ends on May 29th. Coming up, find out how taxpayers are now subsidizing civil lawyers for illegal aliens in Texas.
You wouldn't take your kids to a strip club, so why would you allow them to change their gender or chop their breasts off? Listen now to Season 4 of Exposed, The War on Texas Kids, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
The office of Governor Greg Abbott is launching another attack against critical race theory in the Lone Star State. His chief of staff is warning state agencies that using so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion criteria when hiring employees violate state law. Over the past few years, universities and other public institutions have created DEI departments and councils that end up promoting divisive racial policies. Abbott's chief of staff, Gardner Pate, sent a strongly worded memo to the heads of all Texas state agencies, including public universities. He explained that DEI actually encourages workplace discrimination by using factors other than merit in hiring. He wrote that rebranding employment discrimination as DEI doesn't make the discrimination any less illegal. As part of Operation Lone Star, which is Texas's border security effort, the state is providing lawyers for illegal aliens charged with criminal matters when they're found to be indigent and therefore unable to afford legal representation. Constitutionally, everyone in America is guaranteed a criminal defense. But now, taxpayer dollars are being used to defend illegal aliens in civil court. This is happening under the auspices of the Lubbock Private Defender's Office, which was tasked with defending illegal aliens in criminal cases by the Texas Indigent Defense Commission. Yet records show the organization's boss is assigning defense for multiple illegal aliens facing civil proceedings as well. While representation is constitutionally guaranteed in criminal matters, illegal aliens are getting the benefit of taxpayer-funded civil lawyers, something not available to citizens. You can check out this story and the others, as well as the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Sidney Henry, Katie Drollinger, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.